Events. Structures worth $500,000 created for the 2020 Cannes Lions event were thrown into landfill after the event was over. Only 21% of promotional merchandise handed out is kept for any length of time, with a further 23% thrown away on the day it was given out. And most of the merchandise distributed at events goes to landfill within 1 month. Media content. 48% of all content created has little or no relevance to customers. 70 to 80% of display advertising has no attention paid to it at all, and the average click-through rate for search marketing is 6.3%. 30% of all media budgets, equating to $7.2 million, were subject to digital fraud in 2020. Overall, marketing suffers from very low trust, creative stagnation, system complexity, skills shortages, fraudulent and criminal behaviour, and questionable performance figures. 60 years of post-war marketing has consistently put it out of step with sustainability challenges. Global ad spend is now an eye-watering $738 billion. People are subjected to 4,000 to 10,000 media impressions a day, and lack of trust in advertising is currently at its lowest ever, 16%. By depicting lifestyles, relationships, or bodies, advertising is proven to make people unhappy. One source suggests that 74% of the marketing community now believe that marketing is incompatible with a sustainable future. To resolve this, the authors propose a compass model that embeds sustainability at the heart of marketing practice and three missions for the industry to improve its approach to the environment, society, and commercialism. What's interesting about it? Carbon insetting refers to businesses removing emissions from within their own supply chains, making them more nature positive. Greenwashing was effectively born in 1961 when Monsanto produced a contradictory denial to a book highlighting the disastrous effects of DDT on the environment. The modern environmental movement started in the 1960s, but the global recession of the 70s diverted attention from it and onto economic growth. It took until 1988 to get the issue back on the public agenda. The richest 1% of the world's population have pocketed $26 trillion in new wealth since 2020, nearly twice as much as the other 99%. The Stockholm Resilience Centre has created the flat periodic table style of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals into an SDG wedding cake. In their opinion, a healthy biosphere holds the key to a healthy society, which creates a healthy economy, and the way to achieve this is through the large-scale impact of partnerships. What you have to watch. You certainly need to be involved in marketing to find the book relevant, and probably require at least an inkling that marketing has a lot wrong with it. You then have a choice whether to leave the industry, as many have, or remain and try to improve things from within.